These words that Philip has read for us from Galatians, they form the very beginning part of the Apostle Paul's letter to several churches in Galatia. Now that's modern-day Turkey. Paul had previously visited this area and had preached with much success. There were people saved, people joined together into small bands and formed churches in several towns in this area of Galatia. But that was some years earlier. Now Paul is writing to them. And Paul expresses his concerns because error had crept into the church. There were those that had come in and took away from the simplicity of the gospel. There are those that came in and said, certain other things have to be added. Works had to be added. And you know, that error led to false expectations of the people. And Paul has to write to them. And that's why I got Philip to read the first verse of chapter 3. Where Paul, I believe from a love and from a broken heart, says to these people, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? You see, Paul wasn't wanting to criticize them, but what he was doing was explaining how foolish they were that they had left the simplicity of the gospel. Left the word of God. And as I thought about that, I thought, well, you know, that happens so much today. In the day in which we live, there has been a leaving aside of the word of God. You don't need me to tell you that we live in an evil world. And perhaps as we look at these thoughts and the care home ministry. I'm of the older generation, and the majority of my hearers are of the older generation. And I'm quite sure that you can look back to a time when maybe you went to Sunday school, a time when you heard the simplicity of the gospel. You heard the Bible explained. A faithful Sunday school teacher or some other person in your youth told you of creation, told you of the entrance of sin into the world, told you of the fall of man. They also would have told you of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, told you of his death on the cross, told you of his great resurrection. You know, people have left this simplicity of the gospel behind. And I want this afternoon, just for a little while, to take you back to that. In that verse 4, it says, who gave himself, it's speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, it says, who gave himself for our sins? Now this giving of the Lord Jesus Christ is something very different from the giving that we might do. We might give someone a present as a reward for something. But what we're speaking about here in the scriptures is the Lord giving himself. Jesus Christ gave his whole being. He went to the cross and died for us. He went freely. He went voluntarily. And he went there to do what? To take away our sins. He went there to make an atonement for our sins. That simply means that he bore our sins upon himself at Calvary. He went and he died alone. I want today just to take you and your mind's eye back to Calvary, where the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, died for you and me. He came from the glory of heaven. He came from the splendor of heaven. He came to this earth. He lived a sinless life and died an atoning death. Did many miracles, healed the sick, made the blind see, raised the dead to life again. But you know, he was rejected of the people. They cried, "Crucify him." The Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on a cross, suspended above the earth, between earth and heaven. And he died in a terrible death, the worst form of death. He did it for you. He did it for me. But you know, there's something even more important that you need to know. While the Lord hung on that cross, during those hours of darkness, he suffered the penalty of sin from Almighty God. And he suffered there for you and me. He finished the work. Praise God, he rose again. And where is he now? He's in heaven, in his rightful place, at the right hand of God in heaven. You see, we are all of Adam's fallen race. We're all tainted with sin. We're all born sinners. And not only that, but we commit sins every day. And you know, in God's eyes, no matter how upright we tend to be or try to be, in God's eyes, we're sinners. We have broken his law. The scriptures tell us there is none righteous. No, not one. No one is righteous. The scriptures tell us that God is of purer eyes than to behold sin. There is a barrier between us and God. And there's a barrier between us achieving heaven. And that barrier is our sins. And the Lord Jesus Christ went to Calvary and he paid the price to redeem us from our sins. By his shed blood, our sins can be washed away. And that barrier between us and God can be removed. That thing that will stop us getting into heaven is removed. Paul says, in the reading, "Grace be to you and peace." Well, that peace with God is found at the cross. There's no other way to have peace with God than through the Lord Jesus Christ and his sacrifice at Calvary. So I want you to think of this event in the past, the Lord dying for us. And what relevance has that for today? Well, Paul says that he, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, might deliver us from this present evil world. Man's best efforts are not bringing the people any nearer to God. This world is evil and getting more evil. There is no philosophy, there's no work that you can do that will raise you up in God's eyes and make you fit for heaven. The scriptures tell us, neither is there salvation in any other. And there's another verse in the scriptures that talk about time. And it's this verse, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. That's the relevance of that event in the past. The death of the Savior at Calvary. That's the relevance to now. Because now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. I pray that you will see clearly, if you're not saved, you will see clearly that there is this barrier between you and heaven. And that barrier can be removed by trusting Christ, because he has paid the price to redeem you. So that's the relevance of the message for today. But what's the future benefit of this? Well, the Apostle Paul says here in verse 5, to whom be glory forever and ever. I've mentioned before, the Lord Jesus Christ, after suffering on the cross and dying and being buried for 3 days, rose again. He rose victorious. And where is he? He's in heaven. And he's in heaven now and will be there for all time and all eternity. And you and I, if we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, when we pass from this scene of time, if we're saved and have our sins covered, the Lord will take us home to heaven. Heaven is the eternal home of those who are saved. And we will be in heaven with Christ. Christ is there for all eternity. And so will we. This is the good news of the gospel. I pray today that you will see this clearly. The offer of mercy. The Lord, who died at Calvary, extends a welcome to you to come to him. Confess your sins. Trust in him for salvation. And he will receive you. You'll have Christ with you on this earth. But the future benefit is this, that you'll be with Christ for all eternity. What's the alternative? The alternative is to reject Christ. The alternative is to turn a blind eye to the gospel, to turn to some other thing. The future for you, if you do that, is to be in a lost eternity. I plead with you. Come back to the simplicity of the gospel. The Lord has died. The Lord has shed his blood. He invites you to come. Just in the quietness of your own heart, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, you can pray to him. And he will save you. And I trust that you will do that now.